You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
If the galaxy far, far away had Twitter, it doesn't, right? And that universe tweeted about the movies made there, it would be filled with nothing but flame and 100 emojis considering all the Star Wars news that's come out recently. First, we got updates on Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and Star Wars Episode 8. Then we got some new information about last year's Star Wars The Force Awakens, and that was topped off by word of the new Marvel comic Star Wars Dr. Aphra, which is launching in a couple of months. That one will be very good, judging by the Darth Vader comic with which it shares a writer. For those who've lost track of what's happening in the worlds of Star Wars, read on. It's easier than forming a squad of rebels to heist the information, we promise. Even more Rogue One is out there. Source: Lucasfilm's official licensing partners, probability of accuracy, entirely on point. The real deal. As if the new trailer and new character posters aren't enough of a sneak at Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, even more images can be found in an unexpected location, Topps Star Wars Card Trader app, which unveiled new Rogue One images, including female X-Wing pilots, new aliens, and white Mon Calamari. Yes, like Admiral Ackbar, but paler. Oh, and for those who'd rather have more story, there's this. New Blu-ray to reveal the roads not taken by The Force Awakens. Source: J.J. Abrams' directorial voiceover. Probability of accuracy: stay on target. Stay on target. The real deal. With a second Blu-ray release of Star Wars The Force Awakens around the corner, it's out November 15th, many sites are running details from J.J. Abrams' director's commentary for the movie that reveals all kinds of information. Like what? For one, the original meeting between Finn and Rey was different. Originally, they were much more angry at each other, and truthfully, it wasn't working, Abrams reveals. The idea was that her life was so isolated, so sad, so without hope, that the most optimistic thing, that was Luke Skywalker himself, was nothing but a myth. And the idea is that Finn brings this hope to her. For another, Abrams revealed more of the backstory behind Kylo Ren and Han Solo's meeting, and the influence director Ava DuVernay had on the final lightsaber duel between Kylo and Rey. There was also a deleted scene revealed, showing what happened to Simon Pegg's character Unkar Plutt after he chased after Rey to recover the Millennium Falcon, because that apparently happened too. It seems like there's still a lot more to discover about the movie, even a year after its release. The start of Episode 8 revealed. Maybe. Source: internet rumors from anonymous sources. Probability of accuracy: situation hazy. Please check in later. The real deal. Episode 8 is more than a year away, but there's a new rumor claiming to reveal just how the movie will start for one character, at least. Despite ending the previous movie in a coma, Finn will apparently start Episode 8 being cut from a Bacta suit that will have not only healed his injuries, but left him in better shape than he was in before, prepping him for something described as a journey that is sure to make him a big deal in the Resistance. Start speculating about what that might entail, and whether or not it includes going to get Rey, Luke, and Chewie from their island hideaway, while wondering just what it'll mean for John Boyega that Finn is in better shape than ever. Time to head down to the gym a bit more, then. Well, that's one way to stop the new Jedi Order. Source: online reports. Probability of accuracy: according to legal papers, it's entirely legit. The real deal? Meanwhile, back in a galaxy pretty darn close, Lucasfilm is suing a school that purports to teach people how to best use their lightsabers. The school, which can be found at lightsaberacademy.com, describes itself as a consortium of lightsaber practitioners with a culmination of 50 years' experience of teaching various swordplay techniques. Culmination? Lucasfilm is taking the organization to court, alleging trademark infringement and unfair competition. According to the studio, it has served the Academy with multiple notices to change its name with no response outside an attempt to trademark the phrase Lightsaber Academy, Inc. The lawsuit seeks up to $2 million in damages, in addition to a permanent injunction against the school. Think of it as the Order 66 of real-world legality, perhaps. Sith sabers are red for a reason. Source? The new Star Wars canon via the Star Wars Ahsoka Young Adult book. Probability of accuracy? 100% real. Or as real as fictional universes get, anyway. The real deal. Have you ever wondered just why lightsabers look the way that they do? Turns out there's actually a canonical reason, as revealed in the newly released Star Wars Ahsoka novel by E.K. Johnson, which hits shelves this month. As noted by Screen Rant, the book explains that Sith lightsabers are always red because the kyber crystals used to power them are stolen by those that use the dark side and forced into action, something that turns the crystals that are traditionally blue or green into red because it's bleeding. That's just one of the many small pieces of information in the book, which bridges the Star Wars Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels animated series, and also features the origins of the rebellion. No, really. Posted by Graham McMillan.